Call it what you want. Trash, litter, debris. You'll find it on sidewalks and on busy highways. Officials say trash in the Birmingham area is a problem. As we continue our series Trash Talk, WBHM's Janae Pierre catches up with some of the folks who pick it all up.
Christopher Bird shakes open a trash bag as the litter patrol begins pickup along I-459. He's the litter patrol supervisor for Sweeping Corporation of America. That's an Ohio-based private company contracted by the Alabama Department of Transportation. The company's job is to clear highways of trash and debris. Burtz oversees a cleanup crew of 6 people, and he says the trashiest part of his route is between Birmingham and Fairfield.
It's a lot of trash out here. Cans, bottles, cardboard boxes. You got items from 18-wheelers that's flying off. They scraps might fly off. We have to pick that up. Tie pieces.
William D. McDaniel is LDOT's operations engineer for the Birmingham region. He says the crews cover a lot of ground, nearly 18 miles a day, but it feels like their work is never done.
I've seen several instances where within 24 hours, you go back out there and it looks like we haven't picked anything up. So picking up litter, unfortunately, will be a never-ending process for us. That's just one of the things we just have to budget for and schedule on a regular basis.
McDaniel says LDOT spends $1.9 million a year on litter pickup across the Birmingham region. He says of all the cities in that area, Birmingham is the trashiest. In a recent meeting, some city council members accused Mayor Randall Woodfin of not doing enough to keep the city clean. But Woodfin says residents have to do their part.
You got a whole bunch of folk who, instead of holding it in their car, they just throw it right outside their window. We don't have a problem enforcing. We got a problem with folk who don't want to take care of their own place.
Councilman Stephen Hoyt says Birmingham's Public Works Department, which oversees sanitation, is understaffed. Hoyt says the city is filthy, and he blames the mayor.
The mayor has the sole responsibility of keeping this city clean. It's his responsibility. If he has initiatives that he thinks that would work, he would have a problem with the council for those initiatives.
Birmingham has an ordinance that imposes fines on people who litter, but Hoyt says no one is enforcing the law. McDaniel with LDOT hopes a solution is in place soon. It's a busy time of year for trash.
You know, as spring and summer months get here and more people are on the road, you know, of course, traveling through and so forth, obviously we have an increase in litter that we usually have to pick up.
Burtz, who supervises the Highway Litter Patrol, says drivers will throw almost anything out of the window, even dirty diapers. But he says that's not the nastiest thing the patrol picks up.
The little bottles that sit on the side and stuff, they might have pee in
it.
Urine. And you don't know until you go to sticking it and putting it in a bag and you be walking like...
Like, what is that smell? He says. It's times like this he remembers being a kid and his mother would tell him, quit throwing stuff out the window, because you never know who has to pick it up. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.